Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to try and take some of the guesswork out of your golf game.
That's right.
We are digging into this really fascinating piece from a website called Golf Day Buddy. And it's all about the rise of swing tracking technology. But, and this is the interesting part, we're looking at it specifically for playing golf in South Africa.
Exactly. And that's such a unique angle. You know, most of the time, tech reviews are just generic.
Right. One size fits all.
But Golf Day Buddy makes this really great case that the specific conditions in South Africa, like wind, altitude, even humidity, make having real data almost a necessity.
So it's the difference between thinking you know what you did wrong and actually knowing what you did wrong.
That's it.
Okay, so before we dive into the whole South Africa specific stuff, let's just cover the basics. What do these things? What do they actually do?
Well, in simple terms, they watch how you move. They track, you know, how fast your club goes, the angle you hit the ball, your swing path, all of it.
It's like having a little coach on your wrist or something.
Pretty much. The article highlights a few big helps. The first one is just immediate feedback. You know right away if you messed up.
So you're not practicing a bad habit for like 18 holes.
You fix it right there. And then there's the long-term tracking. You can actually see if you're getting better over a few months.
Ah, so you can see the numbers improving.
Yeah, and that's a huge motivator. And there's one more thing that Golf Day Buddy points out, which I think gets overlooked a lot.
What's that?
Safety. Injury prevention.
Really? How?
Well, if you're swinging the right way, more efficiently, you're a lot less likely to get hurt. So these things kind of help you play for longer.
Okay, that's a pretty solid case. But let's get to the fun part now, the localization. Why does a golfer in Cape Town need this more than someone in, say, Johannesburg?
It's all about the physics of the environment. Let's start with Cape Town, or even Durban.
The wind.
The wind, it's serious. The article mentions how players there have to learn to hit the ball low to flight it under the wind.
So the tracker helps you see if your launch angle is actually low enough.
Exactly. You might feel like you hit a low punch shot, but the gadget gives you the real number. It tells you, nope, that was still too high.
It forces you to actually change your form.
Right. Then you go up to the high veld, like Johannesburg or Pretoria.
And it's the opposite problem.
The altitude, yeah. The air is thinner, so the ball just, it flies forever.
So your normal 7 iron is suddenly a 6 iron.
Or more. The gadgets help you adjust your distances so you're not constantly flying over the green. It helps you recalibrate.
That's a huge deal. And the source, Golf Day Buddy, had a specific warning for Durban too, right? Something about the gear itself.
It did, yeah. The humidity, that coastal air is just, it's brutal on electronics.
So you have to clean the sensors.
You have to wipe them down, check the batteries. Otherwise, the wet air can just break them.
Okay, so I'm sold. What are the best names to look for if I want to buy one?
Well, the article sort of lays them out in tiers. At the very top, you've got the Arcos Caddy. It's super smart, tons of data, but it's expensive.
What about something a bit more reasonable?
Then you're probably looking at ShotScope. Great price, works really well. Or if you want GPS maps on your device, the Sky Caddy is great, but it's a bit bigger.
And they mentioned Golf Buddy too. I'm guessing that one is easy to use.
Yeah, that's the keep it simple option. Very easy. And for beginners, especially around Gauteng, they suggest the Garmin approach or even Mevo.
Mevo is that little launch monitor, right? The portable one.
That's the one. Affordable, you can take it to the range. And the really cool part is that these devices are starting to work with apps like GolfNow or 18 Birdies.
So your phone becomes the central hub for everything.
Exactly.
It's basically like turning your own improvement into a video game. You're trying to beat your old score.
That's a great way to put it. And that's where this is all headed. The article hints that the future is all AI.
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Imagine a smart computer that doesn't just track your shot, but gives you advice based on the wind in Cape Town right now for your specific swing.
That's incredible. But it does bring up a final question, doesn't it?
Perfect.
If a computer tells you exactly how to swing for every single situation, do you stop listening to your own body? Do you lose the art of the game?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Do you trust the computer or do you trust your gut?
Something to think about on your next round. Thanks for diving in with us.